Binance.us hires a compliance veteran as CEO and bets its comeback on DeFi and tokenized assets. A compliance hire for an exchange that almost did not survive Binance.us appointed Stephen Gregory as its new CEO on March 9th, replacing Norman Reed, who will stay on as an advisor. Gregory spent years building compliance programs at Gemini, CEX.io, and most recently served as US CEO of Currency.com before CXNest acquired it in 2025. The choice of a compliance-first executive is not subtle. Binance.us spent the better part of 2 years fighting an SEC lawsuit that alleged unregistered exchange operations, restricted USD deposits and withdrawals for months, and watched its market share crater, while competitors like Coinbase and Kraken absorbed the volume. The SEC dismissed its case with prejudice in May 2025, but the damage was already done. Gregory framed the appointment in forward-looking terms. "The Binance.us brand is extremely powerful," he said, noting that founder Changpeng CZ Zhao has continuously advocated to make the US the crypto capital of the world. Reed's transition to an advisory role is designed to maintain operational continuity, while Gregory steers strategy. Why the timing matters. The US crypto exchange market in March 2026 looks nothing like it did when Binance US went dark. Coinbase reported $10 billion in 24-hour global trading volume recently, more than 5 times the daily turnover of its nearest US competitor, according to CoinGecko data cited by CoinDesk. Kraken is partnering with NASDAQ to bring tokenized stocks to market. Robinhood launched a $695 platinum card with aggressive rewards. The competition has not been waiting around. At the same time, the regulatory climate has shifted. The SEC and CFTC signed a memorandum of understanding in early March 2026 to coordinate oversight rather than fight over jurisdiction. The Trump administration's stance has been measurably more permissive toward digital assets. Wells Fargo filed a trademark for WFUSD, signaling that traditional banks see stablecoins as a line of business, not a threat. Binance.us is trying to re-enter a race that got faster while it was sidelined. The product roadmap: earn, staking, DeFi, tokenization. Gregory outlined 4 expansion pillars in the announcement. The exchange plans to grow its Earn suite, which packages yield products for passive investors. Staking services will expand, putting Binance.us in direct competition with platforms like Coinbase, which already offers staking on multiple proof-of-stake assets, and newer entrants like 21Shares' Polkadot ETF with built-in staking. The more ambitious plays are DeFi gateways and tokenized asset products. Binance.us wants to connect centralized exchange users to decentralized protocols without forcing them through the complexity of wallet management, gas fees, and bridging. This mirrors what platforms like MetaMask and Ether.fi have done from the self-custody side, but from a regulated custodial entry point. Tokenized assets represent the biggest bet. Kraken's NASDAQ partnership, Broadridge's institutional order routing integration with Crypto.com, and BlackRock's BUIDL fund have all pushed tokenization from white paper to production. If Binance US can offer tokenized equities, bonds, or commodities alongside spot crypto trading, it becomes a very different platform than the one the SEC sued in 2023. No timeline was given for any of these products. The baggage that follows, Gregory inherits more than a product roadmap. The DOJ is investigating whether Iran used Binance to move $1.7 billion past U.S. sanctions. CZ pleaded guilty to violating the Bank Secrecy Act in 2023 and served a 4-month prison sentence. A federal judge dismissed a terror financing lawsuit against Binance and CZ in early 2026, but 535 victims indicated they plan to refile. Binance.us has always maintained that it operates independently from Binance's global entity. Whether the market, regulators, and institutional partners believe that separation is real will determine how far Gregory can take the expansion plan. His compliance background at 3 different exchanges is the most credible signal the company can send that it takes U.S. regulatory expectations seriously. The appointment also reflects a pattern across the industry. Compliance professionals are moving into CEO seats, not just advisory roles. When enforcement was the primary tool of crypto regulation, exchanges hired lawyers. Now that the framework is shifting toward licensing and registration, they are hiring operators who know how to build compliance programs from scratch. What this means for U.S. crypto users. For retail investors, the immediate impact is limited. Binance.us already restored USD deposits and withdrawals roughly a year ago, and trading pairs are active. The real question is whether the expanded product suite materializes and whether it can compete on fees and selection with Coinbase, Kraken, and Gemini. If the DeFi gateway works as described, it could lower the barrier for users who want yield from protocols like Aave or Lido without managing their own wallets. That is a meaningful value proposition, particularly for users who want DeFi returns with custodial simplicity. It also creates a natural on-ramp for crypto card users who increasingly want to earn staking yields or cashback rewards on balances that might otherwise sit idle on an exchange. The tokenized asset play is harder to evaluate without specifics. If Binance.us offers fractional tokenized equities with instant settlement, it competes with Robinhood and traditional brokerages, not just crypto exchanges. That is a much larger addressable market, but also a much harder regulatory lift. Bitcoin sat at $69,338 as of March 12, 2026, down 0.6% over 24 hours, with the Fear and Greed Index at 25, fear. The broader market is not in a celebratory mood, which makes this a test of whether a regulatory-first pitch can attract capital even when sentiment is cautious.